Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are reading through the Bible. We have made it all the way to the book of Daniel. Now, Daniel's going to remind us that God sovereignly rules over the kingdoms of this world, and he will ultimately establish his everlasting kingdom through the coming Son of Man. And so Daniel encourages God's people to remain faithful while living as exiles in hostile cultures. Here are the main characters that you're going to run into in the book of Daniel. Daniel, of course, is the main character, faithful prophet, statesman, whose unwavering devotion to God exemplifies covenant faithfulness, even while in exile. Pretty early on in the book, we're introduced to Hananiah, and we're introduced to Mishael and Azariah. We are more familiar with them as being known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we're also told about Nebuchadnezzar, who is the Babylonian king who is ultimately humbled by God's authority. Later on, we're introduced to Belshazzar, who is Babylon's final king, whose very own pride brings swift judgment. And then we're also told about Darius the Mede. Darius is a Persian ruler who witnesses God's deliverance of Daniel. So here's what's going on in the book. Daniel and his friends remain faithful in Babylon despite intense pressure to compromise. God repeatedly demonstrates his sovereignty through miracles and interpretation of dreams. Daniel receives visions of successive world empires and God's coming kingdom. And the book culminates with the promise that God's eternal kingdom will triumph over every earthly power. Now, Daniel is an interesting book when it comes to how we categorize it. It is historical narrative, but it also contains quite a bit of apocalyptic prophecy. So the first half of the book demonstrates God's sovereignty through historical events. The second half uses symbolic visions to reveal God's control of history and his ultimate victory. If we wanted to choose a verse to sum up Daniel, it would be this: "And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed." That's Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. So as you're reading through the book of Daniel, let me give you some tips. Let this book encourage faithful living in the here and now, in a hostile culture, rather than just trying to use Daniel as a roadmap of end time events.